amidst the regular back and forth of the federal election, hey, there's one major issue that the Green Party, the NDP, and the Liberals agree, and that is that hard work, talent, long hours, extensive training are disregarded. Work ethic is denigrated, not celebrated. This is just the extension of a trend we've been witnessing, well, really for a couple of decades. As famed economist Thomas Sowell observes, we've arrived at a time where we demonize those who produce, subsidize those who refuse to produce, and canonize those who complain. When you read the party platforms, I personally was blown away because that sentiment comes through so loud and clear. In order to pay for billions of new spending, yes, they're going to borrow, but also they want to punish their two favorite targets, business and people earning over $210,000 a year, the so-called rich. Although I always have to add that you make $210,000, you can't even qualify for a traditional mortgage on the average single-detached house in Vancouver. But leave that. Elizabeth May, Jagmeet Singh, Justin Trudeau all agree that people like medical specialists, who after a minimum of 12 years of training, accumulating hundreds of thousands of debt, veterinarians who went to university, graduate school, internships, then move on to open their own clinic, work hours and long hours, they all agree they must pay more to government, more than half their income in tax. Now, keep in mind, Canada already has the third highest income tax rate in the world at 54%, but big government wants more. More from successful engineers in charge of major infrastructure projects, software developers, entrepreneurs who've managed to grow their business, hire more people, and after working 70, 80 hours a week, probably worried about the next order, worried about getting paid, they want them to pay more. All I'm pointing out is that the NDP, the Greens, and Liberals refuse to acknowledge that people only succeed in their business by extraordinary effort and commitment. No one becomes a medical specialist, a veterinarian, a successful lawyer, accountant, architects, engineers, without extraordinary commitment and effort. The Liberal Party platform gives a sample of the contempt for people who work hard and got ahead financially in declaring that they're going to raise $2 billion by doing a review of government spending and tax expenditures, in quotes, to ensure that wealthy Canadians do not benefit from unfair tax breaks, end of quote. Well, the implication is that wealthy Canadians are gaming the system out of as much as $2 billion by using unfair tax breaks. It's the same thing the Prime Minister said in the summer of 2017 when he introduced small business tax changes, saying that a large percentage of small businesses are just a way for wealthier Canadians to save on their taxes, not paying their fair share, which, by the way, if you recall, enraged small business owners, given that two-thirds of them make under $73,000 a year. And I'm not going to let the irony of the Prime Minister complaining about companies, individuals gaming the system with the SNC-Lavalin scandal, where SNC-Lavalin met with members of the PMO's office behind the back of Attorney General Judy Wilson-Raybould so they could game the justice system. Sorry, no sell. Liberals also promise an extra 10% tax on what they call luxury goods aimed at the purchase of cars, boats, and some others valued over $100,000. Think about this. That means if someone bought a $150,000 boat after paying his and her income tax, that's after tax dollars, the sales tax alone would be 22% in BC, 15% in Alberta. Obviously, that would significantly hurt local sales and cost jobs in both manufacturing and sales. Not surprisingly, the NDP are promising to increase taxes on business and people over $210,000 too. Everybody who earns over $210,000 is a target. So is everyone else. They haven't figured it out yet. But they're also going after investors. Think about this. They're promising to give a 50% increase to the capital gains tax rate. 50%. With what they call, and they also are adding what they call a super wealth tax, which they define as any shareholder, any investor, well, actually anyone who's got $20 million in assets. Now keep in mind, not net assets, gross assets. So like if you're a small business owner, a sole proprietor, goes out and borrows $20 million, buys $19 million in technology to help upgrade his company in order to help grow, the NDP is going to put on a super wealth tax because on paper, the company is worth more than 20, not the owner, but the paper. It'll show it because he's the sole owner. But if you don't take net assets into account, that's very different calculation. Same one being used by the Green Party. Green Party's doing the same thing, but they've added one better. And they're calling it a robot tax on top of that wealth tax. Green Party wants to tax technology, meant to enhance productivity because it could eliminate jobs. You know what? That's on the short list for one of the most regressive, anti-innovative, anti-growth policies offered up in any campaign. Now, don't worry. The Green Party also promises to raise taxes on anyone making over $210,000. They want to put a tax on all financial transactions. That means everything you do. And they're also going to raise an extra $15 billion by restricting the capital gains exemptions. The bottom line is this. The three parties are not hiding their lack of respect, in some cases contempt, for people who have succeeded financially, really through hard work, determination, perseverance, talent, creativity. Well, I know it won't bother some Canadians. Many have other priorities. They won't be concerned about the negative impact on economic growth. But I am certainly not one of them. Without economic growth, our standard of living is threatened, as are opportunities for our young people entering the workforce, as are opportunities for the working poor working their way up. Not only do I respect work ethic, which I do, I admire entrepreneurs who overcome the obstacles and succeed. I respect medical and other professionals who make valuable contributions to our communities. And yes, some do get paid well. And given they already pay half their income in tax, I think they should be respected, not denigrated. Not attacked, not accused of not paying their fair share, when the evidence is absolutely overwhelming that they do. But it's politics. It's the politics of division, encouraging an us versus them mentality. They do it in other areas too, but this is the one that's common to all three of those parties. And I don't believe it serves our community. Don't believe it serves our country. And for what? Some self-serving political gain. I guess it's over to you. The question is, what do you think?